也一同在信息聚会里面，我们一起领受他的教导。
I'm thankful we have a chance to worship him in using his table, and also a chance to know him more through his word.
好，我们先一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩典的主，我们感谢你。
A gracious Lord, we thank you.
愿在你的恩典里，你扶持我们这些软弱的人。
In that same grace, may you sustain us weak people.
愿你自己的灵充满在我们聚集之中。
May your own Holy Spirit fill our dwelling.
使我们里面的人被你所唤醒。
So that the inner man can be awakened.
我们的心也向你敞开。
That may our hearts may be laid bare before you.
让我们可以渴慕你自己向我们显现。
Help us to thirst for your appearing.
让我们听见你对我们所要说的话。
So that we can hear the words you have for us.
使我们可以得到喂养。
So that we can be sustained.
让我们里面的人能够，我们的生命能够在你的恩典里面，在你的话语里面能够长大，能够成熟。
So that the inner person within us, in your words and your love, can be grown.
让我们等候在你面前。
As we wait before you.
像玛利亚一样。
As Mary did.
可以得到那上好的福分。
To receive the best blessing.
求你听我们祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer. We ask in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 今天我想和弟兄姐妹一同来分享《使徒行传》第三章里面一个大家都很熟悉的故事。
I'd like to share a relatively familiar account from Acts chapter 3.
就是彼得医治一个生来就瘸腿的人。
It is the account of Peter healing a lame man.
记载在《使徒行传》第三章第一节到第十节。
And remember, it's from Acts 3, verses 1 to 10.
好，我们先来念一遍。
Let's read it together first.
我们这样念吧，哈，弟兄念一页，姐妹念一页，好，所以先请弟兄来读。三章一节到第二节。
Let the brothers read one slide, and the ladies will read the next, and back and forth like that.
好，大家大一点声哈。
Let's read it loud.
好，我们一起来开始。伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门叫美门，要求进殿的门人周济。啊，请姐妹读下一段。
Now, sisters.
读得不错哈，比蚊子声音还大。
Read pretty loud.
好，我们弟兄哈，大家大一点声，我们念第六节到第七节。
Third slide for the men.
好，彼得说，
Peter said, I have
金银我都没有，
gold,
只把我所有的给你。
Have,
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。于是拉着他的手。扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。好，请姐妹来。
Sisters.
好，最后我们再一起来读四章二十二节哈，中文、英文我们都大一点声。好，我们一起来。
All together, chapter 4, verse 22.
原来借着神迹医好的那人有四十多岁了。四十多岁大概就是张恒这个年纪。
So 40 years old is around my age.
好，我们先来看第一节哈。在教会历史当中，哈， 流传一个已经难以考证的关于中世纪的故事。
There is, we look at verse 1, there is a medieval story. The origins are difficult to confirm, but it circulated around church history somewhat.
说到是有一位神学家来到罗马。
It talks about a theologian who came to Rome.
见到了教皇。
Saw the Pope.
那个时候呢，教皇正坐在华丽的宫殿里面。
The Pope was sitting in the really magnificent palace.
他的前面呢，堆积着从欧洲各地贡献给他的金银财宝。
Before him was all kinds of gold and silver given to him by people in Europe.
教皇看到这位神学家来，就跟他半开玩笑地说。
The Pope, when he saw this theologian, he half jokingly said,
教会如今再也不用像彼得那样说金银我都没有了。
The church will never have to, well, today doesn't have to say anymore like Peter did, I have no silver or gold.
这位神学家回答他说
The theologians replied to him,
说不错。
That's right.
但今天教会也不能再像彼得那样说我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
But today the church can also no longer say like Peter, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk.
虽然这未必是真实的历史。
Although this is probably not necessarily a true story.
但是呢却提出一个值得我们思想的问题。
It does raise a question that's worth us considering.
教会真正的财富到底是什么？
What is the true wealth of the church?
三章一节说，伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。
Verse 1 says, One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon.
第一世纪住在耶路撒冷的普通的犹太人。
So, a regular Jew living in the first century, in Jerusalem,
通常呢，每天吃两顿饭。
They usually eat 2 meals a day.
但是却要三次到圣殿去参加仪式。
But they had to go to the temple 3 times to attend a ceremony.
这三次就是早上九点一次，下午三点一次，还有呢晚上六点一次。
Those 3 times are 9 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and 6 p.m.
下午三点那个时间呢，中文翻译就是申初。
The 3 p.m. one is translated evening sacrifice.
早上九点那次和下午三点那一次呢，这两次仪式当中
，The other two times, at 9 and 3 p.m.
祭司除了祷告之外
，The priests, other than praying,
他们还分别要献早祭和晚祭。
They had to offer morning and evening sacrifices respectively.
这是呢讲到祷告这件事情。
This is talking about prayer.
不要把他们想象成我们现在的祷告会，他们去那里去参加祷告会，他们其实呢是参加仪式，是祭司祷告和献祭，他们呢是旁观者。
Don't think of this as like a prayer meeting like we have today. It's more of a ceremony. The priest did it.
那当时的以色列王叫做希律。
The king in Herod the Great was king of Israel.
对，他叫大希律。
Herod the Great.
他呢，在公元前二十年左右开始大规模的翻修扩建，当时在耶路撒冷的圣殿，就是第二圣殿。
So around 20 BC, he started expanding and renovating the temple, the second temple.
所以彼得、约翰去的这个圣殿呢，就是第二圣殿，也叫希律圣殿。
So Peter and John, when they went to this temple, it was the second temple, the renovated temple, or the temple of Herod.
据历史记载，大希律这个王，他为人非常的残暴，也非常的变态。
Herod himself was very cruel and very perverted.
但同时呢，他也是一个非常杰出的建筑家。
And at the same time, he was a very accomplished and world-class architect.
他扩建的圣殿极为壮观，美轮美奂。
The temple that he rebuilt was very spectacular and magnificent.
是世界建筑史上的一个，是古代建筑史上一个世界级的奇迹。
In the ancient architecture, it was a world-class miracle.
所以每一个见到这个圣殿的人
，So people who would come by and see the temple，
都会情不自禁的，哇，就是这种反应。
They would involuntarily exclaim, "Wow!"
因为这个圣殿太怎么讲？我也说不上来，反正就是你想象你这一生中见过的最最壮丽的建筑，恐怕比那个还要惊人。
It's hard to describe, but the temple, the emotions that it elicits, is unlike any other gorgeous building you have seen in your life.
今天这个故事哈，就发生在五旬节之后不久，也就是教会成立之后不久。
So today's story takes place shortly after the church started and after Pentecost.
那个时候呢，使徒他们仍然照常去圣殿参加各样的各类的仪式。
So the disciples, apostles, continue to go to the temple as usual to worship and pray and attend other ceremonies.
跟我们一样，他们也有午睡的习惯。
So like us, like some of us, they had a nap, a midday nap.
我估计呢，那一天彼得和约翰他们睡过午觉之后，就去圣殿参加下午三点的，也就是伸出的祷告和献祭。
It's reasonable to assume that after taking the nap, Peter and John went to the temple to attend the 3 p.m. prayer and sacrifice.
好，我们来看第二节哈。
Let's look at verse 2.
有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来放在殿的一个门口，那门呢名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。
And a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is, called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts.
这是呢，圣殿的平面图。
And this is the isometric view of the temple.
大家应该可以找到美门的位置吧
？You can see where the beautiful gate is on that picture, right?
就在那个框里头，就是指向的就是美门。
It's within the purple box pointing to the arrow that's pointing to the door.
这门的外面叫做外邦人院。
Outside the door was the court of the Gentiles.
通过这个门可以进到女院。
Inside that door, you go into the court of the women's court.
从女院再往里走，经过祭坛，就来到圣所。
If you go in more, you will come to the altar and then the holy place.
学者对于美门的确定的位置其实是有不同的看法。那这个图所画出来的是比较普遍的观点。
So scholars have different views on the exact location of the gate. This is a more common illustration, the common view.
就是连接外邦人院和女院的一道门。
It is a door that supposedly connects the court of the Gentiles and the women's court.
也是圣殿当中最醒目、最华丽的一道门。
And also the most striking and gorgeous one in the temple.
一些学者推测
，Some scholars speculate.
每当早上太阳的阳光照射在美门上的时候
，When the morning sun, illuminates or shines onto the beautiful gate.
这个门就会反射出耀眼的金色的光芒。
It would reflect, it would shine, it would dazzle in golden light.
所以美门就因此得名叫美丽的门。
And that's why it's called its name, Beautiful Gate.
好，我们来看这个三章第二节讲到美门哈，这个乞丐呢，每天都到美门来乞讨。
So let's look at verse 2 again, right? This lame man, he was carried there every day.
他的出现
Him showing up.
让美门也让圣殿大煞风景
Was a kind of downstaging of the gate itself.
圣殿是什么地方
What is the temple?
是以色列人向神献祭、祷告、唱诗敬拜神的地方。
It's a place where Israelites pray, offer sacrifices, sing hymns to worship God.
但是金碧辉煌的美门门口却坐着一个生来是瘸腿的人在那里乞讨。
But sitting at the entrance of this beautiful gate was a beggar who was lame from birth.
圣殿的仪式仍然是井然有序。
The rituals didn't go anywhere. They're still orderly and they were performed.
但是却不能医治一个近在咫尺的生命。
But they could not heal a life right there and then, so close at hand.
这种鲜明的对比就好像一个美丽的脸上长了一个没有办法掩盖的伤痕。
So this contrast between a beautiful gate and a beggar who spoils the scenery is like a beautiful face but with a big ugly scar.
从表面上看
On the surface,
是这个乞丐让美门失去了应该有的美。
On the surface, it's this beggar who made the beautiful gate lose its beauty.
但真正的问题是以色列人他们属灵的光景荒凉。
But in reality, it's the Israel's spiritual condition being very desolate.
虽然祭司仍然在祷告献祭。
The priests were still praying, of course, and offering sacrifices.
圣殿的门口。
In front of the temple.
车水马龙。
Crowded with all kinds of people.
宗教的活动依然的热烈。
Religious activities were very lively.
但是他们已经失去了神同在的实际。
But they lost the reality of God's presence.
就像主耶稣说的，他们的心蒙了脂油。
It's like what Lord Jesus said, for this people's heart has grown dull.
耳朵发沉。
And with their ears, they can't even hear.
眼睛闭着。
Their eyes are closed.
看是看见，却不晓得。
Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears.
听是听见，却不明白。
They hear with their ears, but they don't understand with their heart.
这个天生瘸腿的男人四十多岁。
So this 40-year-old lame man carried out.
每天被人抬到美门的门口来祈祷，非常的悲惨。
So he was carried there every day to ask for alms.
不但如此呢，因为他身体残疾，所以他只能坐在殿门的外面。
Not only was it tragic because of his physical disability, but he could only sit outside the temple.
不能进到里面去敬拜神。
He could not go inside to worship God.
圣殿的门向他是关闭的。
The beautiful gate, beautiful gate was closed to him.
他天天看着美门。
Every day he would look at the beautiful gate.
但是这不对他来讲不是美门。
But to him it was not beautiful.
是美门。
It's a no gate.
什么都没有。
No door to go in at all.
但是这还对他来讲还不是最悲惨。
But that is still not the most tragic part.
因为在不久之前。
Because not long before this.
就在圣殿里面曾经发生了轰动全耶路撒冷的事情。
Something happened in the temple that shocked all of Jerusalem.
就是那些和他一样有残疾的同伴得到了医治。
And that was the others like him, his companions who had disabilities just like his, were all healed.
马太福音21章第14节。
We see here from Matthew 21:14.
记载说，在殿里有瞎子、瘸子到耶稣跟前，他就医好了他们。
It said when Jesus was here, the blind and lame came to him, and he healed them all.
按理说，他天天坐在圣殿的门口。
Technically, logically speaking, he's sitting on the temple gate every day.
他应该听过耶稣。
He should have heard Jesus.
他甚至可能都见过耶稣。
Maybe he even saw Jesus.
但是圣经没有告诉我们他为什么。却错过了被耶稣医治的机会。
But the Bible doesn't really explain why he missed the opportunity to be healed.
如果你是那个人，如果我是那个人
，If I were him or you were him，
碰到这种事情，是不是从此以后每天都是欲哭无泪
？I would be so regretful. I would be crying. I'd be heartbroken every day.
如果我是他的话，恐怕就会想，我的机会已经失去了。
If that was me, I would think to myself every day, I lost my chance.
别人得到医治。
Others got healed.
我这一辈子都要活在这种瘸腿的光景里面。
I missed a chance the rest of my life, I will continue living in this lame way.
但是他不知道的是
But what he didn't know.
虽然他错过了耶稣本人
Even though he missed Jesus himself.
但是却没有错过复活的耶稣要借着使徒来带给他医治
He didn't miss the healing that the risen Jesus was going to bring forth through the apostles.
三章三节
Verse 3.
他看见彼得约翰要进殿就求他们周济
Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms.
这个天天坐在殿门口的人应该是看每一个人都眼熟
Such a person who sits there every day, he would be quite familiar with all the faces.
他一定知道谁是有钱人谁是老板
He definitely knew who would be rich, who were the bosses.
他也知道谁是写谁是打鱼的谁是写代码的
Who were the fishermen who wrote code?
Coder. 但是呢，由于他实在太穷了，所以不管什么人，他都向他们乞讨，每一个都不放过。
But he was so poor and beggarly and in such poverty, it doesn't really matter who it was, he begged all of them.
读到现在一切都很正常。
So up till now, everything's very normal.
但是下来就奇怪了。
Beyond the ordinary, something strange happens.
一般人看到乞丐
Usually when people see beggars
或者假装没看见或者匆匆走开
They either will pretend they didn't see them, right? Or quickly walk away
但是这里说彼得约翰定睛看他彼得说你看我们那人就留意看他们指望得到什么
But on the contrary, here Peter directly looked at him as did John and said, look at us
你看我们
Look at us
我读到这里就，一般的人读到这里可能会想说彼得哈，身无分文，你在干嘛？为什么要对人家说你看我们
？It would be very confusing and odd, right? Someone like me, if I read up to here, I'd be like, "What are you doing, Peter? Why are you asking him to just look at you?"
这个乞丐恐怕一辈子中都没有人对他这样说话，所以呢，他就被彼得的话所吸引，
Perhaps.
留意看着他们。
Perhaps this beggar never, this lame man never heard anyone say something like that to him, so he looked back.
指望能得到什么
He fixes attention on them, expecting to receive something from them.
大家想象一下他指望得到什么呢
Can you think what he was expecting?
面对两个渔夫
Face to face with two fishermen.
两个穷人
Two poor people.
他的期待值应该是很低很低的。
His level of expectation are probably very low already.
能够得到两个小钱，他就满足了。
Maybe two coins, he'd be happy with that.
想象一下那个画面哈。
Imagine the scene, right?
彼得定睛看他，他也定睛看着彼得，两个人对看。
The two people look at Peter and John look. Peter looked at the beggar. The beggar looked at Peter. Two of them staring at each other.
一个期待得到几个小钱
One expects to get a few coins, maybe.
另外一个却要给他一个完全意想不到的礼物
The other prepared to give him a completely unexpected gift.
彼得对他说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。”
Peter said to him, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
不知道为啥，今天我读到彼得说金银我都没有的时候，突然脑袋里蹦出一个歌手的形象。
Just today, when I was reading this verse, an image of a singer came into my mind.
这个歌手比较老，估计张恒大概也不认识。
It's a very, very archaic person. Even someone like me don't know.
他叫崔健。
Someone named 崔健。
他的成名曲大家知道，笑的人都知道，叫什么？叫《一无所有》。
So he has a signature song that pretty much means I have nothing.
彼得就是跟这个瘸腿说：“我一无所有。”
So Peter said the same thing to him, right? I have money and silver I don't have.
问大家一个问题哈。
Let me ask you a question.
在《使徒行传》第三章之前。
Before chapter 3 of Acts.
彼得他有没有行过医治的任何医治的神迹？
Did Peter perform any miracle of healing?
有没有？
Did he?
没有。
No, he didn't.
为什么在众目睽睽之下？
Why here with very little heads up?
他有勇气做这种概率几乎是零，失败了就非常非常尴尬的事情了。
Why did he choose to, with such low probability of success, how did he get the courage to do something that, if failed, would be super embarrassing?
我估计在一旁的约翰吓死了。
I think maybe John was very scared.
我大哥又头脑发热犯病了。
My big brother has gone cuckoo.
当然不是。
Of course not.
你想哈，他彼得、约翰常常到圣殿来，他会常常遇到这个瘸腿的。
You know that they came to the temple often, Peter and John, and they would have known this beggar.
他过去从来没有今天这个念头。
Toward this lame man, they had no inclination toward him until now.
所以答案就是什么？彼得的勇气来自圣灵的感动。
So the answer is that Peter's courage came from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
《使徒行传》是圣灵的传记。
So the book of Acts is Acts of the Apostle. It's a biography of Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的工作。
It's the work of Holy Spirit.
所以呢，使徒是顺从圣灵的带领。
So the apostles was following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
而尊主为大。
To magnify the Lord.
这是这个故事里面我们可以学习的一个重要的功课。
This is an important lesson we can learn from the story.
不是我们自己感动我们自己。
It's not ourselves psyching ourselves up.
而是尊主为大，顺从圣灵的感动。
Not moving by our own emotions, but rather obeying the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说：“我把我所有的给你，我奉他所有的哈，就是有拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。”他说：“我把我所有的，就是拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。”叫你起来行走。
所以说，
重新说一下，太乱了。
So basically,
彼得说：“我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走，把我所有的给你。”
So Peter basically said, "What I do have, I give you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk."
一个人的名是什么意思
？What does someone's name mean?
我上中学的时候
，in middle school.
我们班上有几个同学一下课就跑到操场去玩。
So I had a few classmates during recess. As soon as the bell rang, they ran to the playground to play.
玩到兴头上上课了。
They played till the very end when the next class was going to start.
学校老爷爷打铃了。
So the janitor or whoever it was would ring the bell.
他们也不回来。
And they wouldn't go back to class.
然后呢，就另有同学出来叫他们。
So then other people would come out and call them.
说某某老师叫你们上课了。
And then they would say, Teacher so-and-so told you to come back to class. Go to class.
如果这位某某的老师他又有威望又严厉，那他不管派谁去，大家都会乖乖的回来。
So if a teacher was strict as well as reputable or prestigious, it doesn't matter who he sent.The person would obediently go back.
所以呢，那真正管用的，不是传话的那个人。
So, what is of good use? What is really useful is not the person passing the message.
而是那位老师赋予他的权威，或者老师把他的名赐给他。
But it's rather the teacher giving his authority and his name to the messenger.
对，一个人的名就是这个人全部的缩影。代表他的全部。
So the person's name represents his entirety.
彼得不是奉彼得的名。
Peter did not act in the name of Peter.
不是奉教皇的名。
Not in the name of the Pope.
不是奉凯撒的名。
Or Caesar.
他是奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
对于认识他、顺服在他权柄之下的、尊他为大的人。
For someone who knows him and magnifies his name,
这个名就是耶稣基督的所是和他无穷的大能。
This name is Jesus, who Jesus is, and it refers to his infinite power.
但是对于不认识他或者不顺服他权柄的人
，But for someone who does not know him and does not submit to his authority,
再用力的呼喊，唾沫横飞。这个名对他也没有任何的意义。
Even if he yelled at the top of his lungs, spitting everywhere, it's all in vain.
所以关键在于，这个名的拥有者有没有把这个名赐给我们，以及我们是否认识这个名。
So the common denominator is whether the person, who gave, him, gave you his name.
这个名有三个意义。
The name has three meanings.
他是拿撒勒人。
He is a Nazareth.
他是耶稣。
He is Jesus.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
拿撒勒。
Nazareth.
或者，这是位于加利利山区一个贫穷的小村落。
So it's located inside Galilee, a poor little village.
拿撒勒出过先知吗？
Did any prophets come out of Nazareth?
没有记载。
None that were recorded.
出过祭司吗？
Did Nazareth bear any priests?
也没有记载。
No.
出过任何成功的人士吗？
Any notable successful people coming out of there?
没有记载。
No, not recorded.
拿撒勒这个地方，当时在犹太社会当中，不仅毫无地位，默默无闻。
So Nazareth not only did not have status in the Jewish society,
甚至还是地域歧视的对象。
But also a target for discrimination.
而耶稣就是在这样的环境当中长大。
It was in that place, that region, that Jesus grew up.
度过了他的童年、少年、青年。
From his child years, teenage years, and young adult years.
这一位拿撒勒人。
This Nazareth.
在他出生前五百多年，先知以赛亚就在。他的预言当中精准地描绘了他的形象。
500 years before his birth, the prophet Isaiah accurately depicted the image of this Nazarene in a prophecy.
以赛亚书53章第二节第三节说，他在耶和华面前舒长，生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。
Isaiah 53 says, For he grew up before him like a young plant, like a root out of dry ground.
他无家庭美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him.
所以不要让那些艺术家的作品欺骗了你。
So don't let the artist's work, fool you.
耶稣他没有家庭美容。
Jesus was ordinary looking.
他被人藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦。
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
He was despised as one from who men hide their faces from.
这就是那位拿撒勒人耶稣。
This is the Nazarene Jesus Christ.
他以奴仆的形象出现在世人的面前来服侍人。
He came, appearing before the world in the form of a servant to serve people.
他不是人们期待中的英雄硬汉。
He's not the expected hero that people were expecting.
更不是征服列国的君王。
Let alone a king that could conquer nations.
而是被藐视、被弃绝、被钉十字架的那一位。
But one that was despised, rejected, crucified.
在罗马人的眼中，在犹太人的眼中，他是一个彻头彻尾的失败者。
In from the Jewish mind, he was a total failure.
是一个最底层的一个最倒霉的拿撒勒人。
He was a dejected, the most insignificant Nazarene.
不但是两千年前。
Not only 2,000 years ago.
直到今天，我们看他的时候，如果我们不认识他。我们还以为他是一个 loser。
We today, if we look at him, we don't know who he really is. He is, by all intents and purposes, a loser.
我们崇拜的是什么样的人？
What kind of man are we worshiping?
是这样的 软弱的失败者吗？
A weak failure, a loser.
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
耶稣这个是亚兰文的名字。
Jesus is a Aramaic name.
那源自希伯来文的约书亚。
The Hebrew form is Yeshua.
在当时是一个常见的犹太男孩的名字。
It's a very common Jewish name.
这个名字字面的意思就是耶和华是拯救。
The name itself means Jehovah saves. Yahweh is salvation.
和我们很多人曾经有一段时间，很多父母给孩子起名叫解放，意思差不多。
So for some time, a lot of parents like to name their child freedom.
因为犹太人他们盼望神来解放他们。
Because Israelites, they were very expectant of someone to set them free.
所以耶稣或者耶稣亚这个名字承载着以色列人对于脱离外邦人的辖制，重新获得自由和解放的强烈的盼望。
So in the name Jesus carried a strong expectation for the people to break free from the control of Gentiles.
但是呢，拿撒勒人耶稣不是他们所盼望的这样的拯救者。
But for that hope, Jesus Nazareth was not the kind of salvation they expected.
天使告诉玛利亚说，你要生一个孩子，要给他这个男孩起名叫耶稣。
When the angel appeared to Mary, he told Mary she would give birth to a child and she was to name him Jesus.
天使接着说什么？
What did he say afterwards?
因为他要将自己的百姓从哪里拯救出来？
Because he would save his people from where?
从哪里拯救出来？
From where?
从罪恶中拯救出来。
From their sins.
这是耶稣这个名。
That is the name of Jesus.
以色列人他们最大的问题，
the biggest problem the Israelites faced,
或者说全人类最大的问题，
or rather the biggest problem all human, humanity faces,
是一生做罪的奴仆，
is to be slaves to sin all their life,
受罪的辖制，
to be under the dominion of sin.
耶稣带来了拯救和解放，
the salvation that Jesus brought and the freedom he gives,
是把神的百姓从罪恶当中拯救释放出来。
Is to deliver his people from their sins.
马可福音一章十四节十五节。
Mark 1:14-15.
这是耶稣他自己所传的神国的福音。
And this is Jesus his own kingdom's gospel.
或者说这是他传的第一个 message.
In other words, this was his first message.
他说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
He says the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, you must repent.
犹太人听到的，如果他们只听前半节，日期满了，神的国近了，他们的理解会是什么？
If the Jews only heard the first half, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, what would they think?
我们要有一个国家了，我们的国家要强大了。
We're going to have a strong nation, aren't we?
但是耶稣接下来却说，
But Jesus
你们要悔改，信福音。
But Jesus continued, right? He said, you must repent to enter the kingdom of God.
你们都要活改，都要悔改。
You all must repent.
才能够进入到神的国，成为神国的子民。
Then you can enter God's kingdom and be citizens.
不但做税吏的马太要悔改。
The Matthew the tax collector had to repent.
打鱼的彼得约翰也要悔改。
Peter and John, fishermen, had to repent.
进步派革命党人西门呢？
What about Simon the Zealot?
也要悔改。
He had to repent.
要放下推翻罗马的政治抱负。
He had to lay down the political ambitions to overthrow Rome.
要跟随拿撒勒人耶稣成为他的门徒。
And to follow instead Jesus of Nazareth, becoming his disciple.
好，我们讲了两个哈，他是拿撒勒人，他是耶稣。
So we said two things, right? He is the Nazarene and he is Jesus.
再问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you another question.
刚才问了几个问题，大家回答的不踊跃。
So I asked a few questions before, that there was a little uncertainty with my previous questions.
这回问大家一个比较难的问题。
So let me ask you a more difficult one.
亚伦、扫罗和先知以赛亚这三个人，他们之间有一个共同之处是什么？
There is a commonality between the people, these three people. Aaron,
八竿子打不着的哈。
Aaron, Saul, and Isaiah. What was the commonality between them?
第一个是亚伦，第二个是扫罗。
Second is Saul.
第三个是以赛亚。
Third, Isaiah.
他们有什么共同之处？
What is the similarity among all three of them?
大点声。
Louder.
谢谢哈。从表面上看，他们是八竿子打不着，生活在不同的年代，对不对？
So these, they literally have no connection with. It seems like they have no connection with each other, right? They lived in different times.
有一个是做祭司的，一个是以色列的王，还有一个是先知。
One was a priest, one was a king, another a prophet.
他们之间有什么关联呢？
What's the relationship between them, among them?
但是他们是如何成为祭司、先知？
But how did they become priests, kings, and prophets?
摩西用圣膏油涂抹了他哥哥亚伦，确立他成为以色列的首任的大祭司。
Moses anointed Aaron with the holy anointing oil, establishing him as the first high priest of Israel.
撒母耳呢，用圣膏油涂抹了扫罗，使他成为以色列的第一个王。
Samuel used oil to anoint Saul with making him the first king of Israel.
圣经没有记载以赛亚有没有人给以赛亚这个膏抹使他成为了先知，但是以赛亚他自己说
No one, the Bible didn't record someone explicitly pouring anointing oil over Isaiah, but Isaiah himself said
耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
Well, he himself said the spirit of the Lord isGod is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor.
对以色列历史当中的先知也好，祭司也好，君王也好，他们被圣油浇灌，受膏，象征他们被神分别出来。
So no matter priest, prophet, or kings in Israel were poured with holy oil anointed, symbolizing they were set apart.
神将权柄和圣灵的能力赐给他们。
God gave them authority and power of the Holy Spirit.
这些人因此就有了一个特定的称呼，叫做受膏者。
So then these three people had a specific title, as we said earlier, the anointed one.
在旧约当中呢，受膏者有很多。
In the Old Testament, there were many who were anointed.
但是到了新约
But in the New Testament,
受膏者就成为一个专有的称呼。
Christ became a noun, a proper noun.
指向那一位受膏者
，pointing to just the one true anointed one.
他集三个荣耀的职分于一身。
So he combines three glorious roles, three offices into one.
他既是先知，也是祭司，也是君王。
He is not only the prophet, the priest; he's also king.
他是独一无二的受膏者。
He is one second to none, the anointed one.
受膏者在希腊文就是基督，在希伯来文就是弥赛亚。
In Greek, the anointed one is Christ, and in Hebrew, Messiah.
身为先知呢，他传道、赶鬼，他医治各样的病人，他让死人复活，他平静风浪，他用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
As a prophet, he preached, he cast out demons, healed sick people, raised the dead, calmed the storm.And fed people.
他尽到了先知最大的功用，就是向人来启示神。
His main role as prophet is to reveal God to man.
他也和旧约许多先知的命运一样在耶路撒冷受害被杀。
He also ended up the same way as many prophets of the Old Testament, to be led out of the city and slaughtered.
但是呢，他第三日复活，他不仅超越了旧约所有先知，而且更超越了他们的总和。
But he rose on the third day. He not only surpassed all the prophets of the Old Testament, but so far surpassed them altogether, put all together. He's also the high priest.
作为祭司，他同时承担了献祭者和祭物这样双重的身份。
As a high priest, he assumed the role of both the one offering the sacrifice and the sacrifice itself.
但是他作为祭司有一个很大的问题。
With him being a priest, there was a problem.
因为他不是利未支派的。
Because he's not a Levite, he's not from the tribe of Levi.
圣经告诉我们说，所以他做先知不是按照亚伦的等次，而是按照麦基洗德的等次。
So then the Bible tells us he is not a priest in the order of Aaron, but in the order of Melchizedek.
所以他和旧约的先知完全不同。
So he is completely different from high priest of the Old Testament.
旧约中的祭司他们本身也是罪人。
The priest of the Old Testament, they were sinners themselves.
他们要先为自己的罪献祭，然后再为百姓的罪献祭。
They had to offer a sacrifice for their own sins first, and then for the people.
而且他们献的祭物是有残缺的，是不完全的，所以他们要日复一日的献祭。
And the sacrifice they gave were not perfect, so they had to do it over and over again.
因为这样的祭物不能除罪，只能遮盖，所以他们要一直的献祭，一直的献祭。
Because this kind of sacrifice cannot omit, it can only cover sins, so they kept to keep doing it.
再问大家一个问题啊，耶稣是什么时候献的祭？
The question is, when did Jesus offer sacrifice?
我们说他既是完美的祭司，他也献了把自己当成完美的祭物，对不对？
We said, right?
这样双重的职分，他是什么时候？献上完美的祭物。
We said, right, he has dual identity. He's both the high priest who does the offering, but he's also the offering itself. When did he perform the offering?
是在十字架上。
On the cross.
他献了几次？
How many times did he have to offer?
只有一次。
Just once.
所以今天我们到神面前来，需不需要牵着牛、牵着羊，或者带一只鸽子来？
So do we come to God today with ox, sheep, and other things to perform sacrifice?
不用，为什么不用？
Of course not. Why not?
因为耶稣基督他一次献上，成为完美的祭物，他替我们献了祭。今天我们来到神的面前，是带着祭物来的。
Because he offered once for all using his own body, we come here. We come with him.
我们不是两手空空的。
We don't come here empty-handed.
是耶稣基督成为我们的祭物。
We come here because Jesus Christ himself is our offering.
他除去了我们的罪，使我们可以坦然无惧来到诗人宝座的面前。
He took away our sins completely so that we can come before the mercy seat.
他是先知，他是祭司。
He is prophet and he is priest.
我们再来看这位君王。
Now let's look at him as king.
他有财富吗？
Did he have wealth?
他有权势吗？
Did he have power?
他一再教导他的门徒，一个真正的王不是高高在上的统治者。
He repeatedly taught his disciples a true reigning ruler is not sitting high above, but a servant and minister of all.
他是众人的用人，是众人的仆人。
He's a servant and minister to all people.
马太福音二十章第二节第三节说，耶稣对他的门徒说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们。
It says here in Matthew 20, you know the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them.
只是在你们中间不可这样。
But it must not be so among you.
你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. Whoever would be first among you must be your slave.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many.
Billy Graham 大家都知道。
We all know Billy Graham to an extent, right?
在他晚年2011年接受采访的时候坦言。
In his golden years around 2011, when he was in an interview,
他说如果能够重来。
He said, if I could start over,
我会花更多的时间研经陪伴家人。
I would spend more time studying the Bible and being with family.
而不是频繁地出入白宫。
Instead of visiting and frequenting the White House.
教会的历史一再提醒我们。
Church history reminds us.
当教会依靠政治的力量来完成自己的使命之时。
When the church relies on political or military power to build God's kingdom.
就是呢，它开始偏离神的道路之日。
That is the day it starts deviating from God.
主耶稣曾经说过。
Jesus himself said, right?
我的国不属于这个世界。
My kingdom is not of this world.
耶稣如何建立扩展神的国度。
How Jesus expanded his kingdom.
他不是依靠政治的权势。
It's not a political kingdom.
他也不是依靠经济的资源。
It's not relying on economics.
不是依靠军事的力量。
And definitely not military strength.
他是借着真理的传扬。
But by the giving truth.
十字架的舍己。
The sacrifice on the cross.
和圣灵的大能。
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
这是拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
This is the name of the Nazarene Jesus Christ.
我们是否认识这个名？
Do we truly know him?
好，接下来继续这个故事。
Next, we continue the story.
第七节、第八节，于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来站着，又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
Verses 7 to 8, and he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong, and leaping up, he stood and began to walk into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God.
曾经有一个可怕的深夜。
One time there was a very, very frightening night.
彼得和他的同伴在海上碰到了风浪。
Peter and his companions encountered a storm in the sea.
当他们筋疲力尽的时候，
when they were at their wit's end,
看到耶稣在海上向他们走来，
they saw Jesus walking towards them in the sea.
彼得下了船向耶稣走去。
Peter got out of the boat and started walking towards Jesus.
走了几步，风浪太大，他心里面一害怕，身体就开始往下沉。
They walked a couple of steps. They saw he was afraid in his heart, so he began to sink.
他急忙大喊，主啊，救我。
And he cried out really quickly, Lord, save me.
然后呢，耶稣伸手抓住他，把他从海里面捞了出来。
So then Jesus took his hand, reached out, grabbed him, and pulled him out of the sea.
但是在这个故事里面，彼得他转换了角色。
There's a role reversal here with Peter.
是他伸出手来。
It's him reaching out his hands.
拉住那个人的右手。
And took the man's right hand.
拉这个词是用力的抓住。
To take means to grab firmly.
那个天生瘸腿的人坐在地上，他的，大家要知道，四十多年，他都坐在那里，所以在他的细胞里面是没有站起来这个代码。
We have to remember, for someone who's been sitting and lame from birth for 40 years, there is no code in his cells to stand up.
根本没有站起来的念头。
Nor was he even thinking about standing up.
所以耶稣不仅是用拿撒勒人，彼得不仅是用拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名宣告，他还伸手拉住他，
So not only did Peter proclaim the name of Jesus, but also reach out with his hand and grabbed him, lift him up.
那时刻这个人的脚和脚踝骨就健壮了，而且是立刻健壮。
So at that time, his feet and ankles were made strong, and it was immediate.
所以按照自然的规律，当你的脚踝受伤的时候，是需要漫长的恢复过程。
So naturally speaking, when you have an ankle or some kind of leg injury, it requires a long recovery.
伤筋动骨都要一百天。
So there's a proverb in Chinese, if you injure your joints, you have to wait 100 days.
但是拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名去掉这个人的脚和踝子骨立刻就健壮了。
But Nazarene Jesus Christ immediately made him strong.
大家再想想，一个一辈子没有走过路、不会走路的人。
And also think, for someone who hasn't walked for his entire life, never walked before.
即使给他两条健全的腿，他也不会用力、不会协调，也不知道怎么迈步。
If you suddenly gave him two healthy legs, he wouldn't know how to use his force or balance or coordinate.Or how to take a step.
但是因为拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名所发出的能力
But also because of the power coming forth from the name of Nazarene Jesus Christ.
这个人他一下子就能够走起来跳起来还不摔跤
He suddenly walk, jump, and without falling.
他站起来之后他没有拉着使徒的手说谢谢神医我请你们吃饭
When he got up, he didn't say, "Thanks, great doctors. Let me treat you to lunch."
也没有回家，也没有发朋友圈。
He didn't go home. He didn't post on social media.
他做的第一件事情是同彼得、约翰进了圣殿。
The first thing he did was enter the temple with Peter and John.
赞美神。
Praise God.
你有没有见过四十多岁的大男人，像张恒、像 Tony 这样？
Have you seen someone like myself or Tony, 40 years old?
他们走路是不是都得这样走，对不对？
When they walk like normally, right? Without too much movement.
你见过他们跳吗？
Have you seen them jump?
边走边跳。
Jumping while walking?
要是张恒现在这样走路的话，我看到了，我心里面会想，这不是犯禁重举吗？
If Harry started walking like this today, then he must think I've gone crazy.
但是这个人他顾不得别人的眼光。
But this person didn't care about what others thought.
他心里面充满了没有办法抑制的喜乐。
He was filled with unexplainable joy.
早晨出门的时候是被别人抬出去的。
In the morning, getting out the door, he was carried.
见到彼得约翰的时候。最高的期望两个小钱。
His highest hope when encountering these two men were maybe two silver coins.
但是一瞬间，他得到了能够起来行走的双腿。
But in an instant, he received a pair of legs that could stand up and walk.
除了走着跳着赞美神，还有更好的方式来表达他心中的喜乐和感恩吗
？So, can you think of a better way for him to express his joy and gratitude?
每门发生的这一幕应验了以赛亚书53:6的关于弥赛亚的预言。
This particular scene directly fulfilled messianic prophecy in Isaiah.
那时瘸子必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
It says there, then a lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy.
有没有看过鹿跳跃？
Have you seen deers jumping around, hopping around?
它是那鹿跳起来的是轻盈敏捷，而且是向前飞跃的。
They're very light, very agile, and they're leaping forward very far.
充满了生命的活力。
It's full of life.
不像张恒只能原地上下这样蹦跶，对不对
？Not like me, I can only jump up and down.
那个只能坐在地上的人用他的跳跃向所有的人宣告。
So the man used.He jumped like a deer to proclaim to everyone.
弥赛亚时代已经来到。
The time of the Messiah is here.
弥赛亚的拯救和复兴已经临到。
The Messianic era, God's salvation is here.
看啊，那个美门。
Look at the beautiful gate.
多么美丽的一幅图画。
A very beautiful picture.
耶稣在地上的时候。没有抑制他。
So when Jesus was in the was still there, he didn't heal him.
不是忘记了他。
It is not because he forgot.
不是不怜悯他。
It's not because he had no compassion.
而是按照神的 时候把这份恩典留到今天。
But according to God's timing, he kept that grace for that day.
向众人来证明耶稣基督已经升天，圣灵已经降下。
So to let all people know that Jesus Christ has risen and ascended.
耶稣基督他今天仍然活着，而且继续施行拯救。
Oh, to announce that Jesus has risen and his spirit is here, that he continues to heal today.
百姓看见他行走赞美，认得他是那素常坐在殿的每门口求周济的，就因他所遇的事满心稀奇惊讶。
Verses 9 and 10, all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him.
在福音书当中记载神迹之后，众人的反应常常就是这样，稀奇惊讶，有的时候赞美神。
In the gospel accounts, we see often after the recordings of the miracles, the audience, the people would be amazed, astonished.
观看神迹的人常常会受到强烈的冲击，留下深刻的印象。
So the miracles themselves, of course, bring strong reaction, impact, and impression.
但是我们也知道，
we also know,
很多人没有因为眼睛所看见的而看见。
We also know that not many people, just because they saw with their naked eyes, didn't mean they saw, they recognized.
他们没有因为看见这个神迹而认识拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
People who saw the miracles did not, well, with their eyes, did not come to know the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
所以他们只是惊讶，只是诧异而已。
So they're just shocked and amazed, that's all.
所以彼得还要讲一篇道。
So then Peter continued from there, with a message.
告诉他们说，天下人间没有赐下别的名可以得救。
So he said in the end to them that there is no other name in heaven or earth by which people can be saved.
站在你们面前，这人得痊愈，是因为你们钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
The people, the name by which I healed is by the name, by the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you crucified.
美门的故事。
The story of the beautiful gate.
重点不是彼得医治了一个天生瘸腿的人。
The focus of the story is not a lame man who was healed.
不是彼得一无所有。
It's not a story of Peter having nothing.
是。而是拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫瘸腿的人起来行走，他能够走着跳着赞美神。
But it's the story of someone using the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to cause him to be healed.
是彼得宣告那个被人藐视的拿撒勒人，那位把神的百姓从罪恶当中拯救出来的耶稣，那位具有先知、祭司和君王执事的基督，他如今已经复活，已经升天，并且活着。
It's to proclaim that the Nazarene, who is despised by men, the priest, the prophet, the king, who is now risen, ascended to heaven, is still alive.
凡信靠他的人，顺服他的人，尊他为大的人，都能够经历这个名所带来的拯救。这就是美门的故事所传给我们的信息。
All who trust him, submit to him, and magnify him can experience the mighty power of his name. That is the point the beautiful gate, the story the beautiful gate gives us. Let's pray.
主，我们求你继续恩待我们。
Lord, we ask you to continue to be gracious to us.
继续向我们说话，因为你的话就是生命。
Continue your words and speak to us because they're life.
当你话发出亮光的时候，
But when your words come to blazing light,
就能照明我们心灵的深处。
It could shine clearly what is in our hearts.
就能纠正我们。
It can correct us.
就能改变我们。
And can transform us.
就能提升我们。
And lift us up.
让我们能够更多的认识你。
To help us to know you more.
让我们可以常常蒙你自己话语的保守。
That to allow us to be protected by your words often.
活在你自己的光中。
Live in your light.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你听我们祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
You listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.